So let's review. Zok the Mishnah, Tishn Mizbech HaPnimi VaHamenoira Loi Nenen VaLoi Moilin. The ash that is removed from the Mizbech HaPnimi and from the Menoira are forbidden all benefits midrabanan. However, there is no Me'ila Dereisa because Nasas Mitzvasai, the Mitzvah of Keteris Veneris was fulfilled. However, Hamakdish Dishon Betchila Moilin Ba. As Tesis explains, Adam Shazacha Mechumis HaDeshon Ula'achash Rahumar Kedisha Moilin Ba Menat Torah. If after he took the deshin from the Mizbech HaPnimi, he was makdish it. And he can do this, because once he removed it from the Mizbech HaPnimi, it's not subject to Me'ila, as the Mishnah just taught, it now becomes subject to Me'ila Dereisa. I think Mar proceeds with Torah's source that Trumas HaDeshin, Dishin, Mizbech HaPnimi, B'dishin HaMenoira, all three types of deshin must be placed in the same location on the ground near the Mizbech HaChitzen. Trumas HaDeshin, because the Pasuk states, V'hermes HaDeshin, V'soma Itzla Mizbech. Dishin Mizbech HaPnimi B'dishin HaMenoira, because the Pasuk of Oila Sa'oiv states, V'heise es murasa b'noit sasa, V'heshlech eise Itzla Mizbech, K'edma el mokoim HaDeshin. Now the words Mokam HaDeshin are superfluous because the words Eitzel Mizbech Kedma alone would teach that the Meirah V'Neitzah were thrown next to the Trumas HaDeshin. Therefore the words Mokam Deshin is the source for Dishin Mizbech HaPanimi. And the superfluous letter He of HaDeshin is the source for Dishin HaMenoira that they must be placed there. Mishnah continues. Torin Shalei Higi Ezmanon U'B'Neyonish Ob Ezmanon. If someone consecrates a dove that is too young or a pigeon that is too old for Hakrava, there is a Machlekes. The Tanakhama holds Loinanim Loi Mailan. One may not benefit from the midrabanan. However, if he does benefit, there's no me'ila d'iraisa because since the bird is not eligible for akrava, it's not kodesh Hashem. Or Reb Shimon holds, it depends. Toyrin shleigi zmanan moyelim behem. For a dove that is too young, there is me'ila d'iraisa. But neyonish ab zmanan loynanim aloy moyelim behem. For a pigeon that is too old, there's no me'ila d'iraisa. And the Gemara explains the machlekes as follows. Reb Shimon holds, Toyrin shleigi zmanan moyelim behem because he concurred with his opinion, Masechet Zbachim, regarding shchutei chutz, offering a carbon outside of the azara. One is liable for the law of Issa Shchutei Chutz on a carbon that is temporarily disqualified because since it will eventually become fit for Hakrava on the following day, the Issa applies. However, he's not liable for Karas because right now it's not fit for Hakrava. Accordingly, Hani Tairim, Hail V'yi Ruim La'achar Mekan, Hashtanami Isbo Mila. Since the term will eventually become fit for Hakrava, the Kedusha takes effect and Me'ila applies. While the Chacham hold, Tarin Shalei Higi Yizman and Ein Ma'ilim Behen, as the Gemara explains, the Chacham hold only regarding Behema Muchas Yizman, Kaddish L'Bnei Yizmanai. A newborn Behema that was consecrated before the eighth day, when it becomes fit for Hakrava, becomes Kaddish because Mididav Abal Mum. Just like a Behema with a Mum, a blemish, even though it is Pasul Hakrava, it nevertheless becomes Kaddish and must be redeemed, so to Behema that is Muchas Yizman, even though it is Pasul Hakrava, it becomes Kaddish. But in our case, they hold Eif Mechuz Ezman in a Kaddish L'Bnei Zmanai. A Eif that was consecrated before becomes fit for Hakrava does not become Kaddish because the Ein Mum Poisel Ba'Eifis. A Eif with a Mum is not Poisel Hakrava, and there is no proof that a Mechuz Ezman, which is Poisel Hakrava, can become Kaddish. The Gemara proceeds with a discussion according to the Chacham whether Tarin Shalei Higi Ezmanan are subject to Me'ila D'Rabbanan. And although regarding Kachim Shemesu, Yotzim de Me'ila Devat Taira, a carbon that died on its own loses its Kedusha and there is no Me'ila Dairaisa, but even so, Me'ila Medrabbanan, the Rabbanan initiated an Issa Me'ila because the Mikara Isbe Me'ila, the carbon was initially subject to Me'ila Dairaisa when it was alive. While regarding Tairin Shalahigi Ezmanan, perhaps the Rabbanan did not initiate an Issa Me'ila because Mikara Lesbe Me'ila, the carbon was never subject to Me'ila Dairaisa. The Gemara proceeds with a related halacha. Amar Rav Huna Marav, Hamak is dam lo behemes kadushim asa ba no omoylem boy. If someone let blood from a live carbon, the blood is forbidden in all benefits, and one who does benefit is liable for me'ila d'iraisa because dam is considered a part of the animal. However, this applies only to dam because dele miskayemis b'lay dam kagufa dami. The blood is considered part of the animal because the blood is essential for the animal's survival. While in the Bryce's case, hazevel v'aferah shabachatzer ein nenem ve'ein moylin for the dung of a carbon, there is no me'ila d'iraisa because dimin alma kasila. It's not considered gufa, part of the animal, because it comes from the food that was consumed. And in the next Mishnah's case, chalav ha-magdash nuvei etarin lo nenem le'mailin, for live carbon's byproducts such as the milk of a cow and eggs of a bird, there is no me'ila, because the kamakaima b'lei chalav. The milk and eggs are not considered part of the animal because they're not essential for the animal's survival. The Mishnah proceeds with the following distinction. B'med b'mamurim b'kacha mizbech. Ha-b'kacha b'degabayis, hikdush ha-nagelis mo'ilam ba'u b'vait sasa, ha-mayra mo'ilam ba'u b'chelba. As the Gemara explains, Hikdisha Kedusha Seguf LeMizbeach, E Moilim Mechalav Uveim. If the animal or bird was consecrated with an internal Kedusha V'Akrava, there's no Me'ila on the byproducts of the carbon, because as Rashi explains, Ein Erun LeMizbeach. The milk and eggs are not fit for the Mizbeach, therefore they're not Kodesh Hashem. However, Hikdisha Kedusha Dam LeMizbeach, or Hikdisha LeBedek Abayis, Moilim Mechalav Uveim. If the animal or bird was consecrated with an external kedusha to buy with its proceeds an animal for akrava, or was consecrated for the maintenance of the base of Mikdash, there is meat for its byproducts because they're eligible for kedusha's dam and considered kachi Hashem.